This is August 22nd, 2016. Wynn and everybody, wherever they are, and, you know, I got my usual amount.
I'm everything. I'm from all nations. I would look at whole.
Who is that?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
So, I did one of my difficult calls yesterday, and I don't like to do them because I always get somebody mad at me.
All callers are unmuted.
Anybody on the call that's angry about yesterday's call? No.
No. There is nothing wrong with good, truthful information. You were excellent. Thank you so much for yesterday's show.
Anybody want to? This is your chance. If anyone wants to say something, this is equal time.
I think both candidates suck.
Well,
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
You know, I wanted to share some things. You know, I got an email. Actually, it was a phone message from Zoe. And Zoe has been coming to our calls for a long time. And 8 years, and she just decided to read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And it kind of blew her away within that book. And I stopped liking to promote the book some years ago, not because it wasn't a great book, as it is, but because I was so estranged from David, and David was sabotaging me, actually. And, you know, when the book first came out, David wanted to go his own way and not actually talk to the world about being Edgar Cayce. And, of course, he's gotten quite famous without doing that, or the book actually helped him, I'm sure, quite a bit. And people that think he's Edgar Cayce tend to think that he must know all the answers, because that's the illusion. And the fact of the matter is, I think he knew more answers during the period I was writing the book than he does now. And there was a very interesting thing that I put together about channeling, and it holds true no matter who or what, that we have been presenting a pretty radical idea for many years now, and it's radical, but for those of you that keep coming back to these calls, I know it's touched you. I know it makes sense. It's like a missing piece of a puzzle about how the universe works. And we've solved a lot of questions about the higher aspects of the universe that most people don't have a clue about. Is Terry here yet? Terry? Calling Terry. Okay.
I'm here.
Well, okay, good. And that is that there's a continuum of energy from this realm to the highest place in the universe. It's not discontinuous. It's continuous. And it goes through a number of dimensions. And what we've learned is that the lower dimensions have been infected. They've been infected by what you could call the negative, or what you could call the cabal, or what you could call the reptilians, and the higher levels are also infected. But the infection is from how should we say it, energies and negative energy sources. And we're in the middle of this dance, and in spite of the infections, the viruses in the universe, we have our challenge, every one of us, and it's an individual challenge of how to get above this infection, how to do a system restore, how to re-anchor ourselves into higher timelines so that we can live our lives above the infection. I don't know if infection or virus is the right word, but I'll call it infection. And the infection is beings that want to control us, want us to be their slaves. And their trick is to enslave people in such a way that they don't know that they're slaves. And the majority of the population fits into that category. And another part of the population has connected with the higher realms, and we are actually bridging the gap between everything. Because I've had is it unfortunate or fortunate? Sometimes people hear meet me and I say, we're talking to the Elohim, and they say, oh, how lucky. And, you know, I'm not sure it's lucky. One has to pay an enormous amount of dues, an enormous amount of sacrifice to do this work. It is not a game. And you have to pay the sacrifice in order to, how can I say it? At the level we're doing it, it is definitely under the observation of the negative. And it's kind of like we have the antidote for the virus, okay? For some of you, you don't understand what I mean. It's a drip-drip approach. It's not like, boom, you're enlightened, boom, you're this. But when you get it, when you really get it, there's a permanent shift that you don't have to go back to being infected, so to speak. But while you're on the rise upwards, sometimes things get worse before they get better. And that's part of the process. The reason they get worse is because you become more visible. And as you become more visible, you become more of a threat to the negative, and they will try to stop you one way or another. They will try to scare you back into a contracted position, and you have to prepare yourself for that, or else you'll end up contracted. And when I first was working with David Wilcock, he told me that, you know, if you do this, you're going to get negatively greeted. And I didn't believe him, okay? At the time, I was pretty innocent. I said, wow, I'm going to write this great book. And I tuned into the inspiration of the book. And the inspiration of the book is not so much making the case that David Wilcock was Edgar Cayce. It's bringing through these amazing messages from what I believe to be the rock group. And, you know, David's messages, David's channelings, were quite a bit different than Carla's. And in David's case, he represented, how would I say it? You know, when these high souls channel through somebody, when they do that, they usually work through the personality structures of the person. And so that's why you can have the Elohim sounding one way through Terry and another way through Daphne. And Daphne might have been more impressive in her articulation. And Terry might be more pure in her intent in maintaining a higher connection of the Elohim. Because the Elohim, when we say the Elohim, it sounds, we know they're a group, but you know, we don't, it's really hard to grasp what it means to talk to a group. And both the Elohim and the Ra group have millions of members, so I don't know how many they assign to work with us, but they both have millions in the Ra group, hundreds of millions, perhaps that many for the Elohim. And the various members of these group souls are fanned out through multi-dimensions. The Elohim group starts higher, and then it fans out. And the Ra group starts lower, and then it fans out. And both groups are very much above our normal perceptions of dimensions and angels and whatever. And the Ra group was giving the most extraordinary wisdom through Wilcock. And they also made certain predictions in that book. And at the time I was writing it, it was like, are these things really going to happen? It was in 2000, and it was nowhere as clear as it is now how extremely accurate what they said was. And I should point out the book, the section of the Ra group that was speaking through Wilcock was most likely a different section than was speaking through Rucker. And probably I would say that the Ra group speaking through Carla Rucker was higher than the Ra group speaking through Wilcock. They looked at everything from a higher vantage point. And in Wilcock's case, they were really going into distortions. In particular, David's distortions, because David had a lot of distortions. You know what a distortion is? A distortion is the part of you that is not totally in truth. So, in fact, everybody is distorted. You can't have a physical embodiment without having distortions, because it's the distortions that keep you individuated, that keep you individual to your soul, so that you are who you are. And if you're not distorted at all, you become just part of all that is. And as I recall, the Ra group talks about the first two main distortions were free will. I think this is true. Free will and love. Okay? And in order to love, you have to connect with something else, and you have to need something that you didn't have before you made the connection, and then you get more fulfilled. If you were completely fulfilled, you would be loving yourself, and you'd be, everything around you would be love. Now, I don't know if I'm getting that right on this idea of distortion, but I do know that distortion is what individuates us. And, of course, there's levels of distortion. Like belief patterns are a distortion. Anything that's in your field that keeps repeating itself is a distortion. And so by all of this terminology, even the Ra group and the Elohim group would be distortions at the higher levels, just because they exist. In order to exist, there has to be a blip. There has to be an individuation. And with individuation comes distortion. So you see, it's a paradox. We want to grow, and we don't want to be distorted, okay? And how do you get this undistorted? How do you grow up this ladder back to source? Well, that's one of the things these group souls are telling us all the time. And in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there's some of the best guidance ever. And there's also prophecies. And it's good to read some of the prophetic information that's in that book that was, you know, written 2000-2003 period, and compare it to what's happening now. Like, on our calls, I hear people saying all the time, I'd like to put the economy in the light. I'd like to put this in the light. And in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, it says that the system is going to fall apart. And it's going to fall apart one wheel at a time. And there will be plenty of notice if you're paying attention. And I hope you guys are noticing, because the system is, in fact, falling apart. And in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I read this a couple of weeks ago, it said the way the negative works is it connects with the elite, and it makes the elite think they're special. And then they start working through the elite to get to the rest of the planet. And in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, it said, there is still the possibility for the whole planet to uplift in one big sweeping mass of consciousness. They didn't say it would happen. They said, there's the possibility. And I don't know if that possibility still exists. I act if it does, and it may not. I don't know. Because I pay a lot of attention to a lot of things. And I made it important for me to figure things out so that if I got into the position I'm in now, I would have the deepest understanding possible to share with people. And, you know, particularly on our Monday calls, we haven't had a new onslaught of people for some time. And I have to make that happen. I know that. But we have had almost to the number on our calls the same amount of people showing up on the conference. I don't know how many people are listening on the internet, but it's like you. There's a committed group there that are hanging in with this, and we've developed a really strong connection, a really strong bonding, even though we're in different locations, and in many cases, we've never talked to each other. In many cases, we've never seen each other. Like, I have never seen Hayes. I've never seen Marilyn. I did see Marilyn. Yes, she lives in Flagstaff, and we went out to a Denny's one time. But, you know, people come on the line like they're my old friends, like Cecil. And I actually worry about them. It sticks in my mind. I think, can I help? Terry is even worse than me. She'll sit there, and somebody will talk to her on the phone, and, you know, then she's kind of, she's in a trance for a while, and she says, well, what are you doing? And she'll say, I'm praying for such and such a person. And it's amazing that things happen for people. Now, you know, we're doing this and not charging for it. Now, we have to eat. We have to pay rent. And so I had to start a business so that Terry would have a place to live. Now, I myself have been such a vagabond this life that if Terry wasn't as fragile as she was and didn't need a place to live, I'd be probably living in my RV on the street somewhere, which I did that when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey. You know, Terry was living in Pasadena. We weren't living together. And I was doing things to make money, and I stopped doing them because I said, this book is going to be the most important thing I've ever done in my life, the most important thing I could ever imagine. Because I was already on the trail of figuring out that the Ra group was connected to Jesus, that, and this is before the Elohim came into the picture, and that they were giving their current messages in this book, and that I was thinking, I wasn't sure. I'm sure of it now. I'm sure of it because I've had so much more research from the time I was writing that book. It was just there were indications, and I was following the indications. And that Jesus, from all my research, and we've gone into this in other calls, so I'm not going to go into this call. One day, I'm going to catalog all my calls so they're easier to find. You know, there's a reason why I am a little bit obscure. You know, it's like we're at the place where we're cataloging things and making ourselves more upfront. I'm doing a new website where I'm making ourselves much more upfront, okay? And for years, people were coming into these calls, and we called it an experiment, okay? And it was an experiment. But I would say it's far less of an experiment now because there's so much evidence that we've got it right. But you can't get that we've got it right without doing your own research. I mean, otherwise, you're just going to listen to me and say, I'm going to listen to anything Wynn says. And I can't go into all the details, not enough time on these calls to go through all the convincing aspect of it that we have it right. And if we have all this right, you know, one of the early things I was learning, and I've heard people talk about this many times, but even when I was in college, people were talking about the Illuminati and that there was this secret organization that was controlling everything. And it seemed like very far away. It seemed like that could never happen. And now I have studied how they've operated, how they control this realm. And yes, they do control it. They do control it. And there's things I keep discovering, particularly because of the internet. And, you know, when I say things are on the internet, somebody will tell me, well, you can't trust anything on the internet, or you can look up whatever you want and you'll find something with that point of view. And yes, that's probably true. But the internet is made up by loads of individuals, many of them putting things up for their own passion for the truth. And you can tell the difference between those people and other people. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard of WikiLeaks. It's a guy named Julian Assange. I think that's how you say his last name. Look up WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks. And what he did was, I believe he lives in London, he created a safe haven for people that have whistleblowers, people that have secret documents, to put them on the internet and keep the person anonymous. And he's developed a lot of respect and credibility. And he has to live in some embassy in London so he doesn't get killed, okay? And he's probably, he seems to be one of the more integrous and passionate and people of conviction out there. He's a good source for information. And just recently, you know, there are people that keep dying. In particular, and, you know, I hate to bring up the H word, because there's always somebody out there that thinks if I do that, it means that I love Trump. And it's not true. It's just that I think she happens to be... let me just say, I don't think this. I know this. I studied it. If you haven't studied it, it's not a matter of, how would I say it, of politics. It's a matter of track record, of things that actually happened. And I was talking about WikiLeaks guy, Julian Assange. Let me get his name right, if anyone wants to look him up. Let's see. WikiLeaks.
It's Assange.
How do you say it?
Assange.
Assange. Assange. Okay?
Right.
Here we go. Just looked it up. Assange kill attempt. Unknown man climbs Ecuador's London embassy that's sheltering WikiLeaks chief. Okay? And 1 week ago, his lawyer was killed. How was he killed? He fell in front of a train. How many people do you know that get killed falling in front of a train? Well, you know, anyone that looks up the H person who's running for president will find that between she and her husband, there have been more murders, coincidentally, of people that were about to out them in some way. We're talking about somewhere in the order of 60 to 70 and they're still happening. You've got to look this up. You've got to, okay? Especially if you're one of the people that think she is going to be a good head of this country. Because she won't. And there's, I believe there's more chance she will get us in deep doo-doo than the other guy. And she's on the same page as Obama. And you're in this world. This is, 20, 30 years ago, you could stick your head in the sand. You could avoid all these things. They were going on, and there was no internet. It was much harder to figure them out. And the good news and the bad news is, because there's an internet, there's a growing number of people that are figuring it out. And if enough people figure it out, it's going to reach a critical mass, and it'll bring the system down, most likely, okay? Because it is horrible what's being done. Horrible. It's not politics. It's horrible. And listen, when Clinton was running for president, I identified with being New Age, and I said, look at this wonderful smile this guy has. Look at the, and I said, this is a New Age guy becoming president. And then I said the same thing with Obama. But in present time, I've come to the conclusion, and I am absolutely sure I'm right. I don't want to go into all the details. I don't have time on this call. I mean, you see, it's already 6:38, and you have to go into the details. I'll give you things to search and look up. Plus, I don't want to go into the details because I like to stay alive for a little longer. And just talking about this stuff is, endangering. Early on, I learned that, and this is something that I don't think I've shared with this group. I might have shared it in a smaller group, but I don't share it. This is like the real deal. And I had a number of incidents as this was unfolding that I would never have believed in my wildest imagination could have happened to me. And I recall David saying, if you write this book, you're going to get negatively attacked, or the right word was you're going to get negative greetings. Well, I'll give you an example of one of my negative greetings. It was at a time that Daphne and I were together for the second time, and we were in Las Vegas, and we were on our way, actually. I gave a talk at a, what's the name of that group? Noetic Science Group in Las Vegas. And the next day, I had to go to FedEx and put a package in the mail. And the package was going to a very wealthy lady who was intrigued with my work, and that there was maybe some potential she was going to give some backing. And as I was standing in line at FedEx, I had the package in my hand. And this is an example of how everything you do moves into other realms, and you're not invisible. The lady at FedEx took my package, and I'll never forget this. The moment she took the package, I started getting dizzy and passed out on the floor. I just folded. I fainted. And they called 911, and the paramedics came. And I think my heartbeat was 200, okay? And that's close to dying. So they did something to me, and they rushed me off in the hospital, in the ambulance to the hospital. And there I was in the hospital, and they had something they put into you that brings your heartbeat down. I asked the guy, I asked the doctor, I said, what causes this to happen? And they said they didn't know. It was a mystery to them. And so they released me from the hospital, and we were actually driving to Sedona from Las Vegas, and we were going to stay in Terry's house here in Sedona. And we drove by an Indian casino in Boulder City, Nevada, which was this little city that was different from any place else in Nevada. There was no gambling. It was about 5 miles from Boulder Dam, and the city was built to house the workers from Boulder Dam, okay? And so now, it was an Indian casino. It was really cheap. So we went to stay there. And I said, you know what? If that happens, the next 100 miles was in the desert. And if it happened to me while I was in the desert, that would have been it, okay? I'd never get to the hospital in time. So I said, we should stay here a couple of days. And then we did a channeling. And I asked them, I said, could you explain what happened? When that occurred for me, and they said they had a beam on me. They wanted to get rid of me, okay? And I didn't ask any more about it, and I didn't ask who they were. And I said, I better get off the subject now. And it's when I realized that this work is not a game. You know, Carla, she talks about Don Elkins, all right? And Don Elkins was her partner with Jim McCarty. And we've been honored enough to have Jim as a guest on our show. And Jim, during the period of the original raw material, Carla was being terribly attacked, and they thought she was going to die. She got thin, all kinds of stuff. Daphne was attacked. That's why she's not here. Daphne could barely be conscious during the period we were channeling, and I was attacked. So when people are attacked, it's probably a good sign that they're doing something right, or at least that they're positive, because the negative doesn't attack people like that that are in their agenda. So in any case, that was one of a few incidents where I realized this was not just an intellectual event that I was into. There were huge energies involved. And it's one of the reasons I made it such, how would I say it, such a project to study this stuff, because they were going after me. And I had to know who they were, how they functioned, and how to protect myself. And I still realize it's still a risk to be doing this, no matter what I do, okay? And so this is not a game. And as I was, I referred many times to the information and the channelings in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I'm not talking about it so much here, okay? But I can tell you just a little bit of what I learned. And I wanted to recommend, just like Zoe took her 8 years to pick up this book and read it. You know, we've gotten reviews on Amazon, like some of the most lucid and loving spiritual advice wisdom I have ever read. Reading these books help anchor you to the energies of these group souls. The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce to the Ra group, and the Creator God book to the Elohim group. And you will notice the difference in the way they present information, okay? The Elohim group is more detached. They're listening now. I should give them a chance to correct themselves because I don't like to talk about them. The way it seems to me is they're more detached, and they look at everything from a higher timeline. Because for them, you know, hundreds of years, perhaps thousands of years, is like a flash. For them, one planet leaving and everybody moving to another planet, and endless lifetimes, a thousand lifetimes, is like a flash. Think about it. Gross repeating cycles. Thousands of years, and now they're doing it again. Thousands of years, and now they're doing it again. And we're in a gross repeating cycle. And there's so much disinformation about how this all works. And I might revisit this and have them make some comments, but we don't have time tonight. But how does it all work? Well, I'll just run some things off to you, okay? First of all, New Age is totally infected. New Age, one of the things that the negative does is it tries to get people hooked on hope and tie up their energies and believe in something. And so when people are hooked in on hope, and hope seems like it's a positive thing, but the only thing that really makes a difference is for people to access the God inside them, the part of them that's part of God, where they can be creators in this realm, where they can make something happen where nothing would have happened otherwise. Following does not change things very much. Hope does not change things. And a lot of negative stuff is tied up in hope, because hope keeps you from going to a higher level. It puts you in a waiting pattern. I'm waiting for the aliens to come. I'm waiting for Jesus to come. I'm waiting for this new age when everything shifts. And New Age was part of that. And it's huge programs that come from very high that are coming down and doing all those things. And that doesn't mean there's nothing good in New Age, because there is good in that. But many of the original heroes, now I'm telling you this, and I'm not backing it up, and I don't even know if I should say it, but I'll say it. You can do your own due diligence, or some other time I'll do a backup. But there are organizations that are working to infect this realm. How do they infect this realm? They create belief patterns. They create trends. They create in-groups. They create disinformation. They've taken control of the media and the newspapers. And some of the stuff I have uncovered just absolutely blew my mind, because things that I took for granted, because I've been infected, I've read the newspapers, I've watched television my entire life. Some of the things that I have been infected with And when I say infected, I mean a belief pattern that is extremely false, but I've adopted it, okay? And you have no idea of the things that you have taken for granted, that you have believed, that have just been indoctrination. And New Age, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, Planned Parenthood, women's rights. What's going on in the world right now? You can't find, if somebody tells me that you have to go on the internet, you can find anything. People have told me this. I'll tell you, at least you can find anything and you might find the truth, but you won't find the truth on the news and your TV. I will give you an example of something. Right now, our country, let me tell you, I believe this to be true. I've seen it in a couple sources. I've seen it, pictures of it. We have taken nuclear missiles and put them all around Russia, in the states around Russia, or at least some of them, in a state that they're a very much of a threat to Russia. And Russia is taking it.
They aren't nuclear, but they could be converted in a very short time.
Okay, they could be converted in a short time. And it's a very similar situation to what happened in Cuba when Kennedy was president, where the Russians installed weapons and missiles in Cuba, and our country was ready to do a first strike on Russia unless they moved those missiles. And Kennedy, who was president, of course, was being advised to do a first strike in Russia. And no one is negotiating with Putin about this. No one is talking about it. And Putin is raging about it, saying America is endangering a new World War III. And he seems very serious. And he recently did something on an American nuclear ship. And what he did is one of their planes buzzed above the ship, like 75 feet away from the ship. And this was a ship that had all these missiles that theoretically could have shot down the plane. But he was doing a demonstration of something. And what they did was, they shut down the ships. Everything electronic on the ship stopped. They couldn't have fired a missile if they wanted to. And they were demonstrating how easily they could have wiped those ships out. They didn't do it, but they were showing their own strengths. And there are weapons and counterweapons that are out there right now beyond our wildest imaginations. And personally, I believe the leaders of this country don't care if there's a nuclear war, because they have built underground shelters with years of food and water in them, and they just assume get rid of everybody. And, you know, this is the cabal. And it seems to me that the H person is very much entrenched in that cabal. And the T person, he might be, but he seems to know about it. He says a lot of things in his talks that indicate that he's aware of it. And and he's running for president, and he doesn't have to. He doesn't need the money, and he doesn't seem very owned by other people. Yes, there are lots of things wrong with them. And yes, some people call him a sociopath. But one thing is, the news media across the board doesn't like him. And if the media doesn't like him, that might be a good sign. You got to do your own study on this, but don't, you know, don't be hypnotized by anything you hear on TV. It's like the internet is a far better way to find truth out than TV, newspapers, whatever, because they are part of the control system. They are definitely under the control. You can study it. You can see who their owners are. The banks are under the control all over the world, the Rothschild banks. And it's like they would like to start a nuclear war. They would like to. You know, I did an interesting search. Anyone want to do this search? We got another minute here. Anyone want to do this search? Do Hillary Big Heart, Trump Big Heart, and see what comes up, okay, on Google. Just compare the two, all right? And in any case, I'm sorry if I'm getting anybody mad at me tonight, but you know what? We are down to the wire. Putin actually had a press conference with American newspaper people there telling them he doesn't have anyone to negotiate with because he can't negotiate with Obama. It's like they don't want, I don't believe they want to negotiate. I think they want a nuclear war. And he's telling these newspaper reporters, please tell your people how they're being endangered right now. That's Putin. I have the video of that. He really says that. And I'll tell you, he does speak with passion. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to endorse Putin, but he speaks with passion. And Edgar Cayce said Russia would be the hope of the world. And Putin happens to be a Christian, okay? So you have to put it all together. There's so much to study. Our main focus is in creating connection between the positive celestial sources and this realm. Well, guess what? This is all in this realm. The better understanding we have in this realm, the better we can focus that energy. So on that note, I put a link for the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Thanks, Zoe, for the message about it, if you're listening. And please get a copy. It's inspiring. It connects, helps connect you up with the Rock Group. As you study them, they study you. It's very worthwhile to make your own internal connections with these group souls. And let me unmute everybody at 6:59. Don, I don't know if we're cut off.
All callers are unmuted.
Here we go. We're unmuted.
Thank you all for
being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn.
Take care.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.